Hello and welcome to Chatbiz. Today I have with me Julie West, who's the marketing coordinator for the LEP. Now the LEP is New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership. That's a hell of a lot to get into one bit. The LEP I think we'll use just so everybody can, otherwise we'd be going round in circles. So welcome Julie. What is your function for the LEP?
I'm actually marketing and promoting the fact that we have the Growing Business Fund. We have, in effect, small grants to give out to businesses. And that's not just small businesses, but businesses up to 250 employees. So, in fact, most businesses in Norfolk and Suffolk.
Right.
I think there's about 60,000. But, you know, we need to get this message out to them.
All right, brilliant. Now, I've done, obviously, had a little bit of a look up. And you've launched a new one on the 3rd of March, which was the small grant fund. That's now, that's for 5,000 to 25,000.
That's right. Pounds, that is.
Pounds, yeah. Not employees. Who's that actually aimed at?
Well, again, any of those 60,000 businesses in Norfolk and Suffolk, as long as they're independent businesses, as long as they are a kind of owner-managed, limited companies, small businesses employing people in Norfolk and Suffolk, then they can apply for the fund. If they're going to be creating a project, and by a project we mean perhaps they need to expand, they need to move into premises next door, they want to buy new equipment, they need maybe to upgrade their telephone system, they need to do a new website, employ new staff, that all counts together as a project, wrap it around and then cost it out, so maybe that might come to £50,000. What we would expect to see is that they've got their own funds of £40,000. And even if it's a bank or family or, you know, small businesses from here and there. And then as long as it's private matched as well, not public money, that's the other main criteria, the £10,000 then, you know, would come via the grant. And it's not a loan, it is a grant. And for that £10,000 there would be a person employed. And we're looking at employment as a return for this money.
Right, so everybody who does apply has to be able to employ. As well.
It's about people expanding. What we want to see is, you know, the Suffolk and Norfolk businesses expanding and growing, and that means employing more people. So for every member of staff, whether that's an apprentice or they can have full-time equivalents, doesn't have to be one full-time member of staff, then it's £10,000.
Okay.
Per person.
And it goes to any sector?
Apart from, the main exclusion really is agriculture, straightforward agriculture. And obviously, as we know, farming is becoming more and more mechanised, so they'd probably not want to be employing people anyway.
I mean, I actually think this is a really, really, really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's to be applauded. What we have to get over is 15, 20 years where small businesses haven't really been served by anybody.
Mm.
So this is really quite a good step forward in doing that, and we need to make sure that it works and that we get the right messages out there, so we can't afford to trip up on this.
And also we get some really good case studies as well, where it's, you know, because actually you could double turnover for a small business with something like this grant, and the impact on it is far greater than it would be on a larger business. So, you know, it'd be really good if we hear about some examples in 6 months' time and we can go back and do case studies.
Right. And the deadline for it is December?
It's December, yeah. That's for the application.
For the application.
And then that gives a few months to spend the money.
So you opened it on the 3rd of March. What's the uptake so far?
Quite a lot, actually, because by the time we opened it, we already had 30 names. Because businesses that were too small or weren't interested in the larger grant were automatically added to a list. And we've emailed all of them now to tell them about the small grant scheme.
And how much is that actually there?
There was £3 million for the larger Growing Business Fund. Then they upped that and gave us another £9 million, or made £9 million available. So that gave that one a total of £12 million. And then the small grants is £1.4 million.
For that, £1.4 million for Norfolk and Suffolk only?
Only. Small grants.
Right, so
that's a lot of businesses and a lot of small amounts of money, yes.
Yeah. And is that what you're anticipating? A lot more smaller grants of more than £5,000 to £10,000 rather than...
Which is why the whole system's been streamlined.